We greatly underestimate the advancement of ancient civilizations and their understanding of the stars and planets. Sean Lotch, director of the Versant Power Astronomy Center, tells Star 97.7, during March, their Friday night program will focus on one such civilization.
Our Friday night public show in March is Mayan Archaeoastronomy. This program, of course, takes a look at the way the Mayans used the sky to explore their world and understand their place in the universe. We'll tour a variety of Mayan temples as part of that program, like Chichen Itza and Uxmal and Palenque and others. And then we'll explore some of the ways that they used the sky, especially around the movements of the sun, moon, and Venus.
That's every Friday night in March at 7 p.m. Tickets at the door or at astro.umaine.edu. There's something for all ages at the Versant Power Astronomy Center on the University of Maine campus in Orono. Director Sean Lotch tells Star 97.7 what's on tap for kids and the young at heart during March.
Our children's program, Lucia and the Secret of Shooting Stars, we join Vladimir the Polar Bear and James the Penguin and travel into space to explore a little bit about auroras and meteors. And then our music show for the month is going to be Prince Purple Rain Planetarium. So for fans of Prince music, this should be a fun time. Come in and enjoy Prince in the Dome.
Children's programs are Sundays at 2, music shows Sundays at 4, and be sure to listen to Star 97.7 for your chance to win tickets to this month's Prince Purple Rain music show. It was just under a year ago we were treated to a total solar eclipse. Sean Lotch, director of the Versant Power Astronomy Center, tells Star 97.7, in March we'll be privy to both a solar and a lunar eclipse.
The big one is the lunar eclipse on the morning of March 14th, and we are planning to do an observational event here at the planetarium that day. We'll hope the weather will cooperate. A little bit of the challenging news, you might say. The eclipse begins at 1:09 a.m. Again, this is Friday, March 14th, so very early in the morning. Totality is between 2:26 and 3:31, with a maximum at 2:58, and the eclipse will end at 4:47.
So again, that's weather permitting. You can join Lotch and the staff of the planetarium for free programming as you watch the moon turn that deep reddish brown. They'll be on hand beginning at 12:30 a.m. until about 5 when the eclipse ends, if the weather cooperates. The last total lunar eclipse was clouded out here on May 16th, 2022. The next one won't be until June 26th, 2029. Lotch tells Star 97.7 there's also a partial solar eclipse coming up on March 29th. That one happens around sunrise, so we won't be able to catch much of it, so no special programming for that one. In case you do want to view that, the planetarium does have some eclipse glasses, which you will need for that partial solar eclipse. If you're a sky watcher, Sean Lotch, director of the Versant Power Planetarium, tells Star 97.7 what we can look for.
We do have a bunch of planets in our sky currently after sunset, so we're still going to be able to see Mars, Jupiter, and Venus in our evening sky, and also Mercury a little bit later in the month will be joining us as well. So we'll have a bunch of those planets. Saturn is sort of dipping below the horizon at this point, so we're going to miss Saturn as it goes into conjunction with the Sun.
And check out all the amazing March programming for kids, adults, music lovers, and more at astro.umaine.edu.